very well from the biblical record. His father was the one who established the Babylonian Empire. Nabopolassar was his name. And as Assyria falls city by city by city, the Babylonians expand and eventually take over the area of Israel, Judah. And that's when we find people like Daniel being taken into exile, Ezekiel taken into exile. And finally, in 586, we see the fall of Jerusalem to the Babylonians and the people being exiled. And so we have this flow of these empires, and Israel is all woven into them, whether it's Egyptians or Hittites or Assyrians or Babylonians, Aramaeans, all of this flow of empires. It can become dazzling to us for all of its intricate detail, but this is the backdrop in which the events of the Bible take place. The Babylonian Empire itself falls before too long. Matter of fact, Nebuchadnezzar was really the last of the great kings of the Babylonian Empire. They fall in 539 to Cyrus, king of the Medo-Persian Empire. And so Israel has moved in possession from being part of an Assyrian Empire to part of a Babylonian Empire, now to part of a Medo-Persian Empire.